U.S. Ambassador to South Sudan Michael J. Atler says his government is very concerned about the ongoing subnational violence in Upper Nile, Unity and Warab states, as well as the Abyei Special Administrative Area. Ambassador Atler says he recently met with President Salva Kiir to discuss challenges of subnational violence in the country, as well as broader issues regarding the bilateral relationships between the United States and South Sudan.
We are very concerned by the subnational violence in Upper Nile, in Unity State, in Warab, and in other areas. Concerned above all about the impact this is having on South Sudanese people. The humanitarian implications of the subnational violence are significant. I myself had the opportunity to see this firsthand when I visited Malakal and met with a number of displaced persons. So it is of grave concern to us.
Adler says after witnessing firsthand the humanitarian situation of residents in Malakal of Upper Nile, he realized that something must be done to end the conflict.
I visited Malakal. I went to the protection of civilian site where I met with residents, USAID implementing partners, as well as some of the UN personnel. This deepened my understanding of the many challenges the residents face, and it brought home to me in a very direct way the impact of subnational violence on the South Sudanese people who live in the areas affected and the absolute need to do something to address it.
Atler reaffirmed U.S. support for the South Sudanese people and noted the need for the South Sudan government to improve security conditions in Upper Nile to alleviate the human suffering there.
Last fiscal year, we provided over $1 billion in assistance. And since the independence of South Sudan, USAID alone has provided over $8 billion worth of assistance to help the South Sudanese people. And our commitment to the South Sudanese people is as strong as ever.
President Kiir's office said in a press statement that the president has assured the U.S. ambassador his government has taken serious steps aimed at finding peaceful solutions for ongoing subnational violence in the country. The statement, published on the Facebook page of the presidency, said the president explained how the government has already dispatched security forces to the areas of communal conflicts to stabilize the security situation in those areas. The government has also sent prominent intellectuals and elders specific to those areas to initiate peaceful dialogue and reconciliation so communities can peacefully coexist. It also noted that Kiir recalled Unity State Governor Joseph Montuil back to Juba to verify facts found by an investigative committee the president appointed after the commissioner of Mayom County, James Chwal, was killed, leading to extrajudicial killings of 4 rebel soldiers. Officials have reported a fresh wave of violence in Unity State and intercommunal violence in Upper Nile, Warab and Western Equatorial States, as well as in the Abyei area. In an extraordinary cabinet meeting last week, South Sudan's cabinet decided to transfer the resolution of the conflict in Upper Nile to the presidency, saying the conflict is complex and should be handled by the national government. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.